and on a new level through this effort. He, quite literally, makes a fast friend. Adam W. Chase. Foreword by Scott Jurek. Part of what makes the sport of ultra-running so alluring is its unique cast of colorful characters and the welcoming sense of community. If it weren't for an eclectic group of influencers and encouraging friends, I don't think I ever would have made that big leap to my first ultra-marathon. Hal Kerner is most definitely one of those characters, and one I'm proud to call a longtime friend. I can't recall whether it was a mountainous 50K in Virginia or a rocky 50-miler in Arizona where I first met Hal. He was a lanky Colorado kid who had his hat pulled down so low you could barely see his chin, but underneath that brim, there was always this enormous grin that stayed put, no matter how hard we were hammering up a climb. It was almost unsettling. The other thing about Hal? His undeniable cool. When it came to race mornings, he would barely make it to the start line before the gun went off. However, no matter how late he was, he'd remain utterly unflustered, taking his time to guzzle some coffee and finding his water bottle and gels in the nick of time, before springing off to the start with a smile. The thing about Hal is, he never seems to sweat the small stuff. Well, except when it comes to picking his race outfit. His race kit was always styled to a T that even the best fashionistas couldn't top. For 15 years, Hal and I have shared miles on the trail, both racing and training. And despite those many years passing by, not much has changed. Hal is still that same easygoing guy whose smile can set anyone at ease, but yet who can flip the competitive switch and throw down when it matters. He brings that same laid-back yet competitive style to this guide. Whether you are a newbie ultramarathoner or a seasoned veteran, Hal's down-to-earth advice will give you the confidence to get to the finish line or set a personal best. He dispenses hard-earned wisdom on everything, from running a downhill properly to wild animal encounters on the trail. Included are special sections on shaving and, yes, amenity kit. I'll let Mr. Kerner do the honors of explaining himself on those two points. The practical, sage instruction in this guide is what helped Hal take the podium in many an ultra, including two straight Western States 100 wins. Hal is hardcore and as ultra as it gets, there is no doubt. And yet, while he can rattle off ultra stats like the most studious of ultra geeks, it is his down-home approach and cool head that have served him best in the sport's most grueling and competitive events. What I enjoy most about Hal is his inviting, fun-loving style, always so welcome on the trail. He brings this trait to his book, in spades, all the while serving his guidance straight up like his favorite whiskey. But he gives more than just good advice. Great guidance and best-laid plans can help anyone better understand and participate in our sport, and yet, the truth is, ultramarathoning is too capricious an individual for any rule to be set in stone. It has been said, running an ultra is 90% mental, and the other 10%? That's mental too. Often, it is a strong mind that wins out over strong legs. Hal knows that. He provides you with crucial on-the-ground knowledge in this book, but more important, he'll give you confidence, which may turn out to be your best asset during the inevitable moments of truth in any ultramarathon. As comprehensively covered as the topics are, I have to admit to being a little disappointed he hasn't included a section on preparing for and recovering from extensive post-race festivities. At these, Hal is the master, as I am sure anyone would agree who has tried to toe the line with him after a race. I, like Hal, sincerely believe that anyone can run an ultramarathon, and if you follow his advice, you won't just complete an ultra, you'll have a lot of fun along the way. Because that's Hal, completely committed to the task at hand, but completely committed, too, to enjoying the journey. I sincerely hope you take that lesson to heart and enjoy your own journey. And in those low moments when it seems impossible, those times that make you wonder if you have any more to give, dig deeper. That's what ultras are all about. Keep digging deep. Preface. I can still recall the punishing wind and the white